سلام to Imam Ridha.
الإنسان بيجي لعند الإمام بيعبي معنويات.
He's trying to become a better person.
محبت أهل بيت کا اضافہ ہونا.
لبيك إمام رضا.
The aim of this ziyarah is also to increase the love of our Imam Raza in our heart.
اس لیے کہ ہمارا دین اور ایمان اور ہماری بخشش اور نجات سب کچھ اہل بیت کی محبت پر موقوف ہے.
My opinion, the aim of this ziyarah is to create this connection with Imam Raza alayhi salam.
كنا نرجع مثل ما بقول نحن عايشين بأوروبا ما في معنويات كثير نجي نعبي معنويات.
Atmosphere here that I didn't find anywhere else. There is.
فنحن بألمانيا ما في معنويات كثيرة لحياة مادية.
I think one of the main reasons of زيارة Imam Ridha is to change yourself, is to really reconnect with your faith.
زيارتي که رفته قبل زيارت و بعد زيارتش 180 درجه فرق میکنه و این همش فرق مثبت باشه.
And just like Hur, you know, when he went and visited Imam Hussein, that's when he came back. That's when he decided he wanted the Jannah and not the hell.
A lot of people, when they come to the Zarih or they come to Mashhad, they think that touching the doors and touching the Zarih is their goal. But it is really good, it has a lot of sawab, but that shouldn't be our goal.
You know, one of the quotes of Imam Ridha is, be a decoration for us to other people. And I think that's really important because it teaches us that the way we act towards people, our character.
A lot of people, when they come here, they don't lie, they don't look at non-mahram, they don't listen to music, they don't do stuff that is not good for them.
How, you know, we treat other people is what's going to spread the message of Ahlul Bayt.
And then the third thing is that we believe in our Imam as a living person. Therefore, as we live in the Ahlul Bayt Tahirin, alayhim as-salam, in the jawar and in the prayer, we don't try to do the sin. That is, our try is that we don't have the sin.
Also, when we go back to our homes in Europe, he's still looking at us.
لہذا ہمیں کوشش یہ کرنی چاہیے کہ ہر جگہ ہر حال میں ہر صورت میں گناہوں سے اپنے آپ کو بچائیں اور یہی زیارت کا عظیم ترین مقصد ہے.
So now you said the aim of ziyarah is to change. Let's see what is our Imam saying in Ziyarat al-Jami' Kabira. Can you please read it, sir?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, muti'u lakum. It means that we have to obey our Imam, and also whatever actions we do, we have to know if he's pleased by us.
عارفٌ بحقكم.
Also, when we go visit other places, like when we try to visit other countries, we always search about the tourist points, where we want to visit, and why do we visit. We should do exactly the same when we come to the Haram of Imam Ridha. We're going to search, at least read one or two books about what an amazing person he is. And we need to know who our Imam really is. It's good to know when he was born and what his parents' names were, but we need to know what the deeply the ma'rifat of our Imam was.
مُقِرٌ بِفَضْلِكُمْ. The last one also means that we have to accept our Imam, accept that he's our leader, accept that he is our that he's our Imam.
I've been reading and I've heard a lot about the Imam, and I really wanted to come and do this ziyarah because I really wanted to feel what other people told me that they felt.
Feeling the presence of the Imam here, and that is so beautiful. Even while we come here, I've been reading hadith that when we come to the Haram, he's welcoming us.
Imam Raza said that anyone that visits him one time, he will visit him three times.
It has been an amazing experience.
I've also thought about when I leave this place, have I changed?
ask Imam Raza to become a whole new person.